Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, good vibes and variety. This week we have Ed Sheeran tickets and we've got them all day long, starting at 7.05, going right through Mason's show, right through Jane's show till 6.05 p.m. every hour. We've got code words for you. Right now, the code word is CONCERT, C-O-N-C-E-R-T. Text the word CONCERT to our contest line, 20357, and you'll be entered to win tickets for Ed Sheeran. July 25th at Levi's Stadium. Ed Sheeran in concert. Text the word CONCERT, C-O-N-C-E-R-T, to 20357. You'll be in the running for tickets for next summer's biggest show, courtesy of Messina Touring Group. This hour's code word, once again, is CONCERT. Creative energy, bringing us this portion of the program. Fall, it's fall. Fall into comfort with Creative Energy's red and gold sale. Save on hot tubs, endless pools, saunas, cold plunge. Yesterday, I was like, I would like a cold plunge. Yikes, it was so hot yesterday. You have to wait till it cools down at night to get in your hot tub. It's true. It's like, I can't get in there. I'm all sweaty. Yuck. Visit creativeenergy.com before all the fall savings end. You should check them out. Creativeenergy.com. So you got a girlfriend and she, well, not you, Maddie. He just shook his head at me. You got a girl.
I do.
And her ex comes sniffing around. Just, you know what? We broke up, but we stayed friends. Stayed friends. I just, you know, we said we'd stay friends and I'm going to be in town. I thought maybe we could have lunch or.
Okay.
Yeah. How you feeling about that? You're like, that's fine. Go ahead. Go see your ex.
I don't like it, but I'm not coming down on the I tell you what to do side of things.
Yeah.
What if
the ex is, oh, go ahead.
Well, that's one of those things like, okay, you do that. If I find myself out with one of my exes, I don't want to hear anything from you about it, though. Like that's,
oh, that's interesting.
It becomes ridiculous. Like, right. I don't really want to live that life. So, frankly, I would rather her just go to lunch with your whoever. Like, I'm not up on who she eats lunch with every day.
Right.
She doesn't need to make a point.
I really.
If she's not up to no good, she doesn't need to make a point of saying, I'm out with the guy whose mail you saw every day the first year we were together because for some reason that dude moved without doing a change of address. Yeah, I don't need to hear about it.
I feel like I would want to know at the very least if I was going to see an ex, we are friends, we are going to have lunch or whatever we're going to do. I would not want it to be discovered and not have said something about it previous
I get that.
That.
I get that.
I actually feel like your reaction might come off as kind of guilty.
When you say discovered, it does make it feel like a weird thing. Like, why would I discover it?
Because her friend brought it up while you guys were not, you know, some other friend. Oh, so how was your lunch with Paul? And she goes, you know, why doesn't Vinny know about that? You know what I mean?
No, I understand that.
You'd say, listen, just want you to know, my ex, Paul, we've remained friends. He's in town and I'm going to go have lunch with him. Don't read anything into it. It just is what it is.
Okay.
I feel like it's tough because individual people's levels of tolerance for that are wildly varying. Have you ever done anything like that?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head, but it's something I would definitely do. I think the reaction of your partner is going to be totally related to how secure they feel with you.
Yeah.
And so when you're in a healthy, secure relationship, I think that it would be much easier.
There's hardly a reaction.
Exactly. To Vinny's reaction.
Mm. I'm pretty insecure. I would say I didn't have a problem with it, but I would have a problem with it.
Yeah, John, I would not want John going to lunch with Doreen.
Really?
I'm like, no.
Really?
I just wouldn't want him to. I'd be like, I'll go too.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, why can't I go? If we're all friends.
Yeah, if we're all just
friends. You'd want to go?
Shouldn't he meet
your... But you would want to go.
I'd want to go.
Yeah. I'm sure he wouldn't want me to go with Whitey.
This son of a biscuit now just jumped into my plans too? No thanks. You guys go do your thing. I want no part of that.
I did that with Shauna. I had an ex from New York come into town, and she wanted to meet up, and I brought my wife with me, because
you were truly friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because if I'm friends, we should all hang out together. I want my friends to meet each other.
This past fall, I went to my high school reunion, and I originally really wanted to go by myself, and Susan was very annoyed and upset by that. He was like, why wouldn't you want me to come? And I was like, I don't know. I just kind of want to be able to bop around and do my own thing. And
that's a legitimate thing.
And not worry about you.
And not, yeah.
And but, not be, oh, and this is my partner.
Exactly.
Right. I get that.
Because it was more of a...
And he's not going to know anyone and you're going to know everyone.
But he's definitely has been more open with his past than I have.
Oh.
And so he thought of it as an opportunity to get to know me better, to meet those people. And I thought that that was fair.
So in the end,
he came
with
me. And I've got a great picture of him and two of my ex-boyfriends sitting together.
Oh, that's
funny. Wait, did he know?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, he knew.
My middle school ex-boyfriend, my high school ex-boyfriend, and my soon-to-be fiancé at the time. Yeah, it was a blast.
That's really funny. Yeah, it's it really... Right. There's a million different reasons why someone might not want you to see exes and a million different reasons why they could be indifferent because they feel secure. I was, you know, when I was reading the story, I was thinking about my friend Village, who was just like, and he knows it. Like, he's the most jealous person in the world. Yeah. I'm like, he wouldn't just be like, well, I'm a little miffed at this. He'd be like, where does that guy live? I got to go kill him.
He'd put on a disguise and hide at the restaurant.
Yes.
I feel like that's something that I went through in high school. I had
a jealousy thing.
I had a high school sweetheart. We were together for some years there. And I went through that where you are busy with how this person can make you feel both great, but also just eating, you're chewing your guts out.
Yeah.
Because you know they lied and you don't know where they are and what is this and what is it. And I ultimately realized not only do I not want to even date someone that could potentially make me feel like that, but also people aren't within your control.
Right.
You just have to be with someone
and trust them or not.
And if they cheat or hang you out, that's that. You just break up and move on with your life. You can't be busy with, if I'm there or if I say the right thing, then you won't want to, like, just let people, if my wife wanted to go out to lunch with her ex, now I'd be like, have a good one.
A couple texts, 510, lunch is fine, but not dinner.
Well, he's not going to get into town till 4 o'clock and he's here for business. And
I see what they're saying. Tonight. I think it's a little arbitrary.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to trust lunch, then you should. If you trust the person, what difference does it make?
Some people are taken by the nighttime, I guess.
Yeah, because the nighttime is the right
time.
Well,
you have a drink. Maybe that's the insinuation, is with dinner, you might have a drink. With lunch, I mean, unless you're me.
I'll have a root beer.
Yeah, you're having the soda.
510, my ex-wife, when we were married, went out on a lunch date with her ex. She didn't tell me and then wanted to name our son after him.
That's you
should be a little worried about that one.
That's one of those mistakes that, unfortunately, even if you were able to squash that whole, we're naming him Josh.
Isn't that your ex's name?
Like, even if you put veto on that, you'd always be like, she wanted to name our kid. after that guy? Mm. That's just still banging around in here 5 years later.
It makes me think about the Maroon 5 guy.
Yeah.
Adam Levine. Yeah.
What was her name? Stedman?
Or Stafford? Or Sumlerland?
Summer.
Sumner.
Sumner.
Sumner. Sumner! We got there.
We got it. We eventually.
I called the S, and then after that, I would feel like that would be a real problem for me if it turns out her ex-lover's name was Isla. I'd be like, what the? You named her kid after someone you went with?
Right.
I'm not okay with that.
Mm. Yeah, no, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's.
But it can be. I feel like when you reconnect with people from your past, you can learn a little bit about yourself.
Like, who you were then and the things that you felt. And
how you've grown and how that you learn how they saw you, versus how you saw yourself. Mm.
Well, and it's true, like, even talking about your high school girlfriend, that's kid stuff. That's when you learn what you want out of a relationship and how what it does to you or what you can and can't control. And it's a lot of learning. This story.
Oh, yeah. We haven't done the story yet.
We haven't done the story.
Right.
But this guy's a circle back guy. And there are people out there like that, They sort of hold a flame, like Ben Affleck or Ben Affleck, whichever you want. He re-fired up the whole J-Lo thing. Of course, that fizzled. He was definitely inappropriately touching Jennifer Garner when they were playing the paintball game or whatever that was. Whatever. He had a glove on her cookie. So, and now, she's about to marry this other guy. Maybe she'd already married him. John something. Ben Affleck used to date Ana de Armas.
She's so beautiful.
She is beautiful. She's dating Tom Cruise now. And rumor has it, he's sniffing around.
Ben.
Yes.
Is trying to get with Ana de Armas. Well, he.
What they're saying.
That is one of those stories when they broke up, I just thought, that is the mistake right there, pal. She is so smoking hot.
She just seems like such a great girl. So
agreed.
Rumor has it that
that's what I was thinking.
Sniffing
what a great
out.
Girl.
What a great
she
girl.
Is.
She seems like a great girl. Uh-huh. Another one of his exes, Ana de Armas. Ana is dating Tom Cruise, and Tom Cruise is not into this. He does not like it. Some source. This is tabloid crap, of course. But it's fun to talk about. Like, everybody has their reaction to, like, what would you. Would you tell? Would you do it? Do you have exes who are friends? Like, there's so many questions.
And they're so opposite on the spectrum. Ben Affleck, Tom Cruise. Like, Tom is straight and narrow, Scientology boy. Mm-hmm. Ben is bad boy.
Yeah.
You want the bad boy. You always go back to the bad boys.
The source says, Ben and Ana ended things as friends and vowed that they would stay that way. And lately, he's been testing that vow. Reaching out, hey, what's up? I'm coming into town. Are you? I think they live in London, right? Doesn't Tom Cruise live in London with her? Or I don't even know actually if they live together, but
yeah,
they're definitely a thing. So he's like, hey, I've got gonna be over there doing some work, the best kind of work, and film stuff.
I feel like if I'm Tom Cruise in that scenario, I say, yeah, go ahead. And that's up to her now to decide if she wants to go to lunch with Ben Affleck.
But I've got this look on my, go ahead.
But what I'm saying is, again, with the, you can't control other people. And I would almost prefer you get this. If this Ben thing is going to resurface,
right.
I'd rather it happen before we marry. Mm. And I'd rather you decide, oh my gosh, I totally missed him and I've made a mistake. I want to go back. Good. Do that now.
Great.
Before
now
we're
is
married.
The time.
Right.
Exactly.
Because you can't spend your life jumping out of the bushes to make sure Ben Affleck isn't trying to talk to your partner.
And you certainly don't want to see him jumping out of the bushes.
Right.
What are you doing following us? She told you she doesn't want to be with you.
It's just not worth living like that.
So he's all, hey, what's up? I'm going to be in London. I was thinking, we could just hang out. Like, what do you mean by hang out? I don't know. Like, I'll have a hotel room. We can hang out there. He didn't say that, but I know he's thinking it. for Tom Cruise, apparently.
You don't have any of that, do you? There's no guy that, you like you mentioned Whitey, there's no guy that's going to be like, hey, I'm in town, let's meet for something.
Not really. I don't think so. And
I don't either, by the way. There's no like ex-girlfriend that's going to pop out in, and be like, hey.
Right. It would definitely be a surprise if he did. I would be, but John was friends with him too. So I wonder if John would actually want to see him. I wouldn't think that he'd be threatened.
You wouldn't. You're 30 some years into this thing with kids and a, you know.
Right, a whole life.
And you can see retirement from where you're sitting.
I can.
Like, why would you go and upend everything today?
I wouldn't. But so, but would he, but would John be like, I don't think John be having that. But if I was like, hey, I talked to Whitey and he's coming into town, we're going to have him over for dinner. Like, I wonder how he'd handle that.
Have him over where? In our house?
Yeah, not at our house? Okay, how about we'll go out for sushi? We're going to meet him for sushi.
Okay, that's a little bit better.
Yeah. Is he bringing a girl? Is he with someone? Or is he just, how come he didn't reach out to me?
What's wrong with having him over to the house?
Yeah.
You ever find yourself in a situation where you're at home and you're like, you know what I don't want?
This. At my house?
You know what I mean? Like, yes. There's times when you're at the, if anything's like remotely uncomfortable, why do I have to feel this in my home?
Mm. Like, I agree with that.
I shouldn't have to.
Gotcha. Right.
Like, you can take that semi-uncomfortable thing.
It's like
anywhere
if someone comes over and yells at you at your house, you're like, no. This
someone
doesn't happen at
that?
My house. Yeah.
Someone came to your house and yelled at you.
Oh, yeah.
Elaborate.
No.
Who did that?
It's actually happened more than once.
The same person?
No, two different people.
Came to your house.
We're at my house and I was getting yelled at. And I'm like, that's not happening at my house.
That is exactly the point I'm making. Like, this can happen.
Right.
I can't stop you from, you know, having at me in the workplace or where, actually I can. HR.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
can always walk away. I mean, that's right. I mean, getting yelled at is never fun, no matter where you are. But at your own house, I'm like, well, that's not happening here. That's my castle.
Tell that to the sidewalk as you head for your car.
Off you go.
Bye.
Mm. So anyway, Ben apparently has been reaching out, trying to just, hey.
Was it Sherry?
Friend. No, it wasn't Sherry. Don't try to guess.
Well, how could
please,
we not?
Just don't try to guess. I was just backing up your story. Like, there are things that happen at your house where you're like, this is not happening at my house.
I know Scott Burrow shows up at your house all the time.
No, it wasn't Scott. Oh, no, it wasn't Scott. I have thrown Scott out of my house plenty of times. Okay, time for you to go. Bye. Not because he was yelling at me, though. For Tom Cruise, Tom's mad about this. He trusts Anna. We're talking about Ana de Armas, who's dating Tom Cruise. She used to date Ben Affleck. He's trying to be all friendly-like with her. Like, hey, you friend? Gonna be in London. Let's hang out. For Cruise, that's crossing a line. He trusts Anna, but he doesn't trust Ben. The quote is, I don't trust Ben any farther than I can throw him. And so as far as Tom's concerned, Ben ought to respect boundaries. She's moved on. She's with somebody else. I guess he just doesn't want her to be friends with him anymore, which I don't think that's a wrong thing to think. If somebody's sort of hanging around and it's making you uncomfortable, it's like when that one girl who used to be on the show got rid of all her friends. She's like, I don't like them.
Well,
being friends with them.
I think that these are relationship sort of, what do you call that? Not a crossroad, but a fork in the road. Like, is this where we end?
Right.
You know, he can say, I don't really like you being, and she can say, you are not in charge of who I have lunch with.
Right.
But that would be that then, wouldn't it?
It would. I mean, if that was where he chose to. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, is he in love with her? That's the problem, you know? If when you're in love with someone, you're like, all right, well, I'm not going to make an ultimatum, but I'm going to be here crying. Come back to me. I hate that guy. That's got to be rough, too. Like when you're in the stratosphere and you start dating someone and then they go back to an ex or they're photographed with an ex. Like, that's not just something that you heard through the grapevine of your friends, like, oh my God, did you know that so-and-so was with so-and-so? That's something that you're at the supermarket And there it is right on the front of a tabloid. And you're like, hold on a second. I'm pretty sure I'm in that relationship.
It's funny on that level because I know that the average person might feel like, well, if Ben Affleck's after my girl, I'm lost.
Right.
But if you're Tom Cruise, you're like, and yet no matter who you are, Tom Cruise could be like, my box office receipts are 10 times what his are. Yeah, but he's taller. Ah! There's always some way
you really hit him where it hurts.
That you will lose that battle and you ultimately have to just let that go and be like, either she wants me or she doesn't. And if she doesn't, please take your things and get out.
Mm.
I don't want to be with someone that I'm constantly going, well, this guy.
Right.
Because
I don't want this guy to be in our relationship. Yeah. Are there any texts that you wanted to read or is it?
415 said that evidently Ana de Armas and Ben Affleck broke up because she wanted kids and he didn't.
Oh, well, he already has a bunch of kids.
I know, but maybe he's changed his mind and Tom doesn't want to have kids. So he rolls in and says, hey, you know, I changed my mind about kids.
Yeah, there's no way Tom Cruise wants more kids, right? He doesn't even like the ones he has.
That's true. Exactly. He has two adopted ones and one in Surrey who he doesn't have a relationship with.
You know what's weird about that? I just watched the Mission Impossible finale.
Yeah.
It was great.
Like four times, actually. And at the end, there is this speech about humanity.
Oh.
And it's really cool. And you can't help but well up a tear. And you see there's like this core of goodness and all, like and being alive and everything about relationships and all this stuff. And clearly there's Tom Cruise behind that movie. He, you know,
yeah,
thumbprinted the speech. Like, yes, this is a great way to end this. And yet the guy doesn't say hi to his own daughter. Right. What the?
No relationship.
How is that possible? That someone that can be such a part artistically of a heartfelt moment, like
writers.
And yet I know, but and then you just don't even know your own kid.
I know. Remember that really awkward exchange where someone asked him about Father's Day and he's just like,
he shorted
out. I love movies.
He did. I love movies.
I'm going to eat popcorn tonight.
It was like that. It was just so uncomfortable. All right. Well, we spent the entire break on that. What do you got coming up, Ben?
Fall after these.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Man, child. Alice, 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, 6 o'clock, Thursday morning. Join us for Bob's Movie Club. This time around, the movie is Sneakers, starring Robert Redford, set in San Francisco, early 90s. The height of early 90s technology. But this is in honor, in commemoration of Robert Redford's passing last week. Get yourself caught up on Sneakers and join us Thursday and be ready to let us know what you think of it on Bob's Movie Club.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier with personalized medically supervised plans and GLP-1 medications. Start today for just $99. Visit jumpstartmd.com. Blue skies overhead in downtown San Francisco as we broadcast live from Studio 9 of the Odyssey building. It's blue skies and hot weather today. Mm. Hottest day of the week, for sure.
Like no wind out there at all.
Mid-90s.
Oh boy.
High.
And
then we'll come down tomorrow. So, you know, just get through today.
Okay.
Everybody.
Thank you.
The Lions won on Monday Night Football last night, 38-30. That was a fun game. Really fun. I missed the end. I had to get my nails done, but it was really fun. Good game. And the Lions, they're for real.
Good for them.
Mm-hmm. It is good for them.
Mm-hmm.
They were like the worst team forever. Mm. Like the team that everyone beat up on Thanksgiving was the Lions forever. Oh, we got to watch somebody crush the Lions again.
Hopefully it's our team.
Well, anyway. Okay, this story that I begin with. The best things about fall.
Oh, okay.
One of my favorite things about fall, where I live in the summer, they put a tree out in front of my house where I park my car right in front of the house. And they put this tree there that drops this sappy nightmare onto your car in the beginning of summer as it starts to flower. It's gross. And I don't know why anyone would have said, you know what we should put in front of people's houses where they park their cars? We should put one of those flowering plants that drops goo.
Do you know what kind of tree?
No idea. Mm. But I hate it.
Mm.
But then right as fall starts to happen, and it's happening now, it's dried out and the leaves are coming off and it's like, yes, autumn leaves.
I know.
It's one of the best things about fall.
It is
Bring
so
on.
Pretty.
The change.
When I turn down my street, there's all these sycamore trees and they just all, and maple trees, and they're just beautiful.
We have, after the missus redid the backyard, she put some space over on this one side spot and she went, that's the most beautiful maple tree I've ever seen. And we've had it the whole time. And I never noticed it because we never sat over here.
Oh.
And now she's got this, her favorite, it's a red maple.
Mm.
You ever seen that?
Yeah.
Oh. I'd never seen it.
Oh.
But it is neat. It's got a maple type leaf, but it's red. Or purple.
Oh.
Reddish purple.
Do you mean that it's red like during the summer too?
No, it's
like
its whole life is red. Okay. It doesn't change.
Right. Yeah.
It's really pretty.
I think they're gorgeous.
You've seen that.
I have two.
Red maples.
Two red maples in my yard. Love them.
Autumn leaves.
Autumn leaves. You're right. That is one of the greatest things about them. Where I grew up on the East Coast, we used to, every year we would make scarecrows where you take your dad's pants and tie a knot at the bottom and stuff them with pine needles. Like pine needles are just everywhere. Just rake them up and stuff them in. And it was just so fun. And then leaves, there's leaves around. Dad would make a big pile of leaves and you'd go jump into the pile of leaves. And it has a pumpkin head.
Where does the scarecrow go?
It goes on your front porch. You carve a jack-o'-lantern into the pumpkin, and then you've stuffed all the clothes.
Yeah.
Well, she's from Philly.
Yeah.
You made
scarecrows
for your front yard.
Yeah, we sat it on the porch.
Sit it on the porch. Put your dad's boots over the end.
Get out of here! It's unanimous. No, it's not unanimous because I don't know what you're talking about. But the three of you,
yeah.
Yeah, you take like an old pair of pants that you don't want anymore.
Yep, cruddy old shirt.
So it's definitely not a Well, maybe there's other Californians out there going, yeah, Vin, what is your problem?
Maybe. You know, truthfully, we always use pine needles to stuff with.
Oh, no, we leaves.
You did leaves, huh? Because the leaves would always be damp. So we would go
many
for
leaves. West Virginia is beautiful in the fall. Beautiful.
Yes.
But you rake leaves. Like, that was... I got done mowing for the summer, and then I'm raking leaves and then cutting wood, and then it was never ending.
Yeah. Well, you know, central heating and would have helped with that.
No, wood stove was all we had.
I know, my dad would always chop wood too for our wood stove.
Best things about fall. Who knew about the scarecrow? That's great. Autumn leaves, crisp air.
Yes.
That morning crispness.
We used to spend every Thanksgiving up in Tahoe, and it was always about the smell for me. Like, it just had that, you know, it's that cold November air in the mountains with the smell of pine. Oh, I just love it.
I feel like summer clothes are about the most comfortable clothes you could possibly wear, but on this list is the comfy, cozy clothes of fall.
Yes. Sweaters. It's when you can pull all your sweaters back out.
I miss fall. It's the best.
Yeah.
And it's fall here, like all year round in the city, except during fall. Like it's summer
always
right now.
Hot in the right.
And I like
September,
I
October are like the best months in the city.
Which I love.
Yeah.
And I hate that I'm like sick of summer. I'm like, oh, I just want to put on my big cozy sweaters and be all curled up with my pumpkin spice candles.
My soft clothes.
Oh, and watch Halloween movies.
Oh, it is getting time for that.
Yep. Cozy fires, hot chocolate, Halloween. These are the best things about fall. Cozy sweaters, to quote.
Yep. Fuzzy boots.
Beautiful nature trails.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Someday, Vinny, I want to go to New England with you.
I've never been around. I've been to Vermont.
Yep.
But I've never been around.
I think you went there during snow season, though. Like, I want to go there with you, like, October 15th of 2030. We'll take you and your family, and there's this birch forest. Actually, this one's in New Hampshire, but I had to use it to get to my girlfriend's house. And it's all birch, the whole GD forest, and you drive through it on this dirt road, and it's just white trunks and bright yellow foliage. And I would go there every fall because I was like, I got to drive through the birch forest.
You got to see it.
I'm taking you there.
I would love that. I wish I had been more places in my life.
We're going.
I've never been to Boston, of all things. Crazy.
Oh, my God. And we'll stop there and get lobster first. You can get whatever you want, but I'm getting lobster.
Thanksgiving's on the list for fall.
I love Thanksgiving.
I have another story coming up, which I will get to. I know I'm taking too long with this one, but.
This is a good one, though.
We have started getting an Airbnb. One of my wife's friends has a place up in Tahoe, and we've been Airbnb-ing it every Thanksgiving for some years now.
It's so great up there.
And it's one of those things about the repeat trip, which is a story I have coming up.
Tradition.
Do you hate a repeat trip, or do you think about it? I'll get to it in a minute. But it's interesting. Like, you would go, well, we have time off. We should go somewhere where we've never been. Or that place we really love.
Why not that place we really love? You could always mix it up.
Fall fruits and vegetables, finding the perfect pumpkin, pumpkin yes. pie, Halloween candy. Movember?
Yeah, it's where you don't shave.
I know what it is. It's just weird that you could grow a mustache anytime you want.
Yeah, maybe it's too hot to grow it in the summer, so you grow it in November and takes you through the winter and you can be like a lumberjack.
Or maybe it's that most of the times of the year when you walk in with that, your partner says, ah,
that again. Thing.
But at least if you can say, it's for a good cause. Mm. I'm doing it for the people. Maybe that's why.
Maybe. That's what you should say.
It's not going to. It won't.
It your upper matter. Lip is looking a little fuzzy right now.
Oh, I haven't shaved in a day or two, but no, I'm not growing anything.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Anyway, I'm curious.
All right.
Why do we vacation at the same spots again and again? Why do we do it?
Because you get to know the area and you had such a good time there the last time. And maybe you do it with certain people who all travel together to recreate those memories. And it becomes a tradition.
I accept that answer as a possibility for why. But I also wonder, here you are. You went to a place and it turned out to be fantastic.
Right.
You loved it. you're not going to take a chance on another location and have some adventure and see some. You're going to go, no, well, no, I know where my coffee spot is. Mm. And I know where I like to watch the sunset. Mm. But that's home. You have that at home. Why wouldn't you go somewhere new?
Oh, so are you saying you want to go somewhere new?
No, I actually love our Tahoe trips, and but it is strange
yes.
that you would find yourself taking the same trip repeatedly for another, like, that's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And we know we can bring the bird and the things that we need to make the dinner and all the stuff, and we know that. So I understand why we keep going back there. Also because if you stay home, then there's a lot of management of who's coming and who's not.
Yes.
And I kind of get why the missus is always like, already booked our place. Hmm. Okay.
Well, at least you don't have to host a party at your house, Ben.
That's that.
Yeah.
So I wonder, though, new place or a place that you've had success with in the past?
I tend to go to the same places. Yeah. I tend to go to Hawaii, like, a lot.
And the same place in Hawaii?
I tried different islands, but now I tend, the last couple of years I've been going to the same place.
Where?
On Kona. Because it's a little cheaper than Maui and,
oh.
and I know it very well now and I know people there, so.
Ah, what about you? New, like this, a vacation that's upcoming. You want to go someplace new or you want to go to that place that you know you've had fun at in the past?
I don't mind going back to places. When we were kids, we went every summer for 2 weeks in July. We rented the same house in the Cape. All the cousins were there. It was just a big family get together every year. And I loved that. So as my kids were getting older, we tried to create little traditions like that for them. And that to me is another of the reasons you can do it. Like a kid, you know, hey, remember how much fun we had last time we did this thing? These days I go to the exact same places all the time because I have obligations, not just vacations, obligations. Like in this year for Thanksgiving, I'm flying to Marco Island, Florida to see my elderly parents. And then I'm going to fly up to Boston and see my cousin who has ALS. And then I'm going to take the train down to New York City, have Thanksgiving with my sons. And then I'm going to fly home. And I did. It's exactly what I did last year.
Oh,
yeah.
And a new survey says a third of Americans prefer the comfort of familiarity over the excitement of new destinations.
Only a third.
A third. Mm. You know how votes get split that, but that's the bigger percentage is we like to return to the same vacation spot year after year, treating it like a second home.
Mm.
Bob?
I think it's cool when you can have a vacation spot become a home away from home.
You like
but
that.
But it doesn't have all the stress and the mundane of home.
Like, you know what to expect there.
Yeah, you know what to expect. You know some people. You know the good spots. You feel like not an ownership, but a strong connection to the place.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Like, Susan grew up going to Traverse City in northern Michigan. They would spend a month up there every summer. And I've never had anything like that. And it's so cool, the attachment that they have to that place.
So Susan comes from money.
No, I mean.
You take a whole month to go somewhere, yeah.
Sometimes didn't work.
Yeah, his mom doesn't work.
Anyway, I just thought that was.
Or dads, or also dads could not work.
Sure.
I just didn't want to, you know, rule out the dads.
No, there's dads
out there
that
the mom's bringing home the bacon, frying it up in the pan.
Anyway, I just thought it seems we like to go to places that, as you described, we have a little own. There's nothing better because I hate traveling. I like going places. I just hate the travel. I stress the packing, all the stuff.
So
where am I going to sleep? What's going to happen? But once I'm there, I'm all in. And usually one of my favorite things is to be in a new location and everyone's getting back to the room and we're putting the stuff down and I just go, I'm going to go see what's what. I'll be back in a while. And just head out on foot and see what's what.
It's really a different kind of vacation. I think of those more as adventures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
It's not relaxing
though.
At all.
I found a place where we're going to eat tonight.
Great.
It looks super good. You know, or whatever.
I would actually really appreciate that.
Yeah. Or head out in the car, and who knows how long I'll be.
I could guess. Don't wait up for that, guys.
A while. It's going to be a while. By the way, if you have any friends at work that are Christian.
Yes.
I don't know what in particular, what sect or, you know, version of Christianity, but there are people, Christians, who believe today is the end.
Oh, is this one of those days?
Christians on TikTok are quitting their jobs and selling their cars because they think the world ends today.
Do you guys remember when the Mayan calendar ended?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was that like 2012?
Yeah.
Remember there was a guy in the East Bay too that was, I think he had his own little radio station or something. And he was one of those doomsdayers and he would
But a
say,
preacher style
it's
guy.
It's going to end here. And then it didn't.
Yeah. Mm. That was weird.
How do those people reconcile the next day?
Huh?
God spared us. We prayed hard enough.
650 says there's no way the rapture is happening before Taylor Swift's album's released.
No, that's impossible.
There, George. But, speaking of, 800-400-3697. Maddie's on the show.
Let's see here. We try to do two vacations a year from the 707, one familiar and one comfortable, and then the other one is the unknown adventure.
Oh, that's nice.
415, you spend a lot of money on your 2 weeks, so do you risk having a lousy time or do you stay with what you know and enjoy?
I know. That's one of the questions as you're planning a vacation.
Vinny, all caps, because we were roped into a timeshare, so we have to go back every 2 years to the same spot, Elizabeth in San Jose.
Elizabeth, I know a guy.
Yeah. He's not a lawyer.
He's not a lawyer, but he does know how to get you out of your
timeshare exit strategy.
No, I know a lot of people. So it's one of those funny things. My brother ended up in a timeshare. I have neighbors that have timeshares. And it does become you have to go there.
Yep.
You have to. You've paid for that spot.
And these are the
weeks. And the worst part is you might get handed weeks you don't want.
Right.
What?
You can rent them out.
Now you're subleasing. Like now you have a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. That's what Susan's family does, actually. They have a timeshare.
Oh. Mm-hmm. That's how it happens.
Oh.
510, just want to say I've been listening to you guys since the beginning, and I love you.
Oh, love you too.
Thank
they
you.
They put their name in there?
Yeah, put your name in here when you're sending a
we
text.
We
want to
love you personally. Oh.
And sorry about your repeat vacation, Elizabeth, but we really do know a guy.
Yeah. That sounds, I mean, geez, even the way he describes the whole timeshare thing, it sounds like a nightmare.
The business.
Yeah.
415, OMG, I grew up in Coltrane, Massachusetts.
I don't know.
Coltrane.
What a cool
Coltrane.
Sound.
Coltrane, it looks like. Sorry, there's no T. You just brought back the best memories. Scarecrows made of dad's clothes and pumpkin head on top.
Yeah.
It's so funny. That's not a thing I've ever heard of people doing. And I mean, there's farmers that build scarecrows out the beach way, but that's different.
Maybe they're not even, they're called scarecrows though, but they're not really the same where that's just, you know, sort of clothes flapping in the wind to scare off the crows. And then there's crows perched all along their arms.
Yeah. It's definitely farmer cultural appropriation.
Yeah. When okay.
The kids make the scarecrows for the front door.
We should really be ashamed of ourselves.
I get it. You do anything to keep those kids busy.
And honestly, that was it. And back in the day, you know, it'd be a rainy day in the summer. My mom would hand us soap and say, take off your clothes, go outside and take a shower. Like anything to get you out of the house I'm going to need 25 mud pies. And off you'd go. You know, but there was nothing to do back in those days. We didn't even have video games.
We had
nothing on TV during the day.
25 mud pies. That is way to go,
Allie.
Whatever
she put in the order for. And she'd be like, here's some of dad's clothes. I need you to make a scarecrow.
We had to save our hair when we got it cut because we had a garden and we had a scarecrow and mom wanted us to, she put the hair around the scarecrow and stuff so that it would smell like a human.
Oh.
But like, I remember anytime we got a haircut, we'd have to.
What's your mom's name?
Lottie. She's not
Lottie.
With us anymore.
I understand, rest in peace, Lottie.
Thank you.
Lottie.
Yeah.
Wanted your hair.
Yes.
If to stuff into the scarecrow.
To put around the scarecrow and in the garden so it would smell like
it
humans.
Smell like people. Did it work?
I don't think so.
Yeah. None of that stuff does. Birds and bugs, very determined.
Yeah, the deer don't care. And that was our problem with deer. Mm. So we eat them.
Okay. Okay. Right, well, that's it. Maddie was on the show. And
Sharon tickets up next, plus Coachella and surprise wedding guests.
Run, Bambi. Run.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.